everybody. I'm just pulling either Paul or Marco Bustos for you. Not sure who's going to be first there. And yes, thanks for using the raise hand when you have a question, and we'll get going in just a sec here. Looks like we have Paul. Hi, Paul. Can't hear you. You good? Can you say something, Paul? No, not yet.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Thank you.
Sorry, I am not sure. I'm the guy with the most skills when it comes to technology.
That's okay. You're coaching a great team. You got those skills right now. Okay, so we will get going here, and the first question is to you, Cleve. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm with you on the technology part there, Paul. I'm going to tell you. Hey, Paul, tell me about the quick start. 2-0 lead that early in football. I mean, that's just golden.
I mean, we challenged the boys to get off a good start, because we know after last game we did well, but we wanted to get up a good start with the 2-0 in 20 minutes. But then after, I believe we became a little bit sloppy, a little bit casual with how we moved the ball. And we challenged them in the second half to have a better start, and we were able to do that. And I think, overall, was a very good performance from the squad. And I think we just kicked really two shots, which were the last one Cameron said. But overall, I think was a very dominant performance again. Something to build upon.
Hey, Paul, and also, the news that we'll be going to a normal schedule, after the bubble. Just your thoughts on that.
No, I think it's fantastic. I think every team is looking forward to be able to be in the home market. As we know, for the past 2 years, we've lived in very unprecedented times. Even that we have one of the strictest restrictions in Canada, which have been very helpful, consider how this pandemic has been. It's great for the communities and for the football nation of Canada to be able to watch and enjoy soccer again in our communities. And I think, with all due respect, the Seagulls have done a fantastic job in regards of trying to set two bubbles. It's not been after successful 2019 season, and then you get hit with a pandemic. It's tough on everybody, but as well as to the players, I must credit all the players and all the staff from all clubs that we had to handle this situation and be able to put a product on the pitch. So that's credit to the players and staff, as well as the league, trying to make things happen, which has been fantastic.
Thanks. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Cleve. Next question to you, Charlie.
Thanks, Trisha. Hey, Paul. Both of those first two goals, I mean, I think the build-up was a big part of it, players kind of knowing where to be and seeing the pass. Just how impressed have you been with kind of the chemistry these guys have built in just, five games here?
Well, no, the chemistry has been great. Like, we started something called Trust the Process, where we challenge them with our philosophy and the way they play. That has carried on with extra pieces, but the majority of it has been here in their roles and responsibility. And it's always tough when the coach comes and then his philosophy, that's always tough. The way that they've taken it in, like challenges, and want to get better and challenge themselves on a daily basis, what the teams and myself do to them. I think it's fantastic, and it always works in the game. And today we saw it again with Marco Bustos, and it was already his first professional goal in the second start, so that's just their chemistry has been built for a long time, and the way they are about how they carry themselves and how they are working, it has been fantastic. But it's still a process. We haven't done anything yet, so we have to keep going. We haven't done anything yet, but we're building them, right? So we're building them and trusting the process that we started last year.
Just speaking about that process and that culture that you guys have built, when you do have new players like Ollie and Matteo Polisi come in and fit in so quickly, how much easier is it to get those guys integrated with that strong culture already built?
I mean, I guess that is also a credit to the players themselves, taking the new players, making them feel welcome. like actually we're a big fan. But also, you know, we have a it's an open door policy. Anybody can come. It's good. You know, we learn a bit of them, and that's who we are, right? And when you have the culture, you know the culture, you know the time, but every day, you know, we can add it. You know, and the boys come in, especially because they're too intelligent players, you know, too intelligent players, you know, how to understand and play the way that we want to play. Obviously, it's, you know, it's going to take time, the adaptation, but to the help of the team, to the help of us coach, staff has been open. They come and ask questions and know that the door is always open, and therefore they feel comfortable and they will learn more.
Thanks, Pa.
Thanks, Charlie. Next question to you, Michael McCall. Hello.
Hello there. Hey, Pa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Just over the halfway mark now of this tournament, top of the standings, obviously that's where you'd like to stay now for the rest of the season, but what have you seen through these first few games that you've really liked from the team, and what have you seen that you feel still needs a lot of work?
Well, I mean, really, today, like I said, after 20 minutes we were good and then we became sloppy, so we're looking to minimalize those. You know, when you have the opposition on the rope, like, can you try to go for the juggler, you know, so those are the things that we're looking for, so that we don't get stagnant and just get satisfied, you know. That can happen, which is normal in game of football when you're 2-0 down, and it is. But it's also tough given also the lot of games that the Eastern teams you're with a couple of men down as well, you know. It's because it's not easy, right? So it's not easy when you have players like them, players like Dominic Zato, Thompson, Roger Thompson out, and Michael Petrasso, and like it kind of hurts them a little bit, you know. But it's about, okay, how can we maintain the flow of the game and not become, overly confident or sloppy.
So many teams in the last game or two games that they've played, they've looked quite tired, they've looked quite fatigued. But your group seems to have found just that another level where other teams are tiring. You seem to have moved on. Is that just down to the fitness aspect, or is it because you're mixing things up a little bit?
It comes down to the medical staff that we have with Legishan, Mohamedas, and Chris Hinton, our strength and conditioning coach, who put this boy to a lot of hard work. And we can see that, we have another game. But with that said, also, they bought into the culture, they bought into what Legishan and Chris Hinton is trying to implement with them. And they've done, you know, and also on the recovery team, because we know it's very important, but the medical staff have been top notch for us in the way they go about their business and helping the sport. That is fantastic. And that makes your job as a head coach lot easier, you know. You have a medical staff that knows what they're doing and understand where we want to go.
Thanks, Pa. Congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. Next question to you, Martin.
One player who you've called on quite a lot this season, which is quite a contrast to last season, Abdou Semak, has played, you've called on him a lot in the defensive role. He's had to step up and he's performed well. Could you just give your thoughts on how he's done on the back line this season for Pacific?
Abdou came in college, you know, never been in a professional environment, understood it wasn't the Montreal Impacts that he would play, but to actually be in a pro environment and learn, and he's a sponge. He's truly a sponge. He want to learn, he want to get better. And the results that we see now is a result of the hard work that he's put in last year and now in this preseason. And he's been fantastic. But then I think another one that people are sleeping on now has also been, I think he's been fantastic for us. He's on another level. He's focused. He's tuned in. And because that he's a giant for us, and we can see that. And him and Abdu has been a fantastic pairing. Also with Thomas, you know, so we have three greats in the backs, and we can rotate, you know, so the team is and knows big and from those players. But I think Jordan Haynes as well, who has come in, you know, has been injured in the preseason, come back you know, playing fantastic. So is Kate and John. So my back players are fantastic. I cannot give them enough credit. You know, still has Chris Lee, you know, unfortunately got low, but also played the first game, played very well. Dada Luke, everybody has their responsibility, and when you have that, it's a nice thing. But we're not satisfied. We still got a long list of goals. It's just 5 games, so the girls gotta keep going. Right, the season is not. It's 23 games left, so we gotta keep pushing.
Just a follow-up, you know, you've talked lots about this club's identity and philosophy. Pacific, a very possession-focused club, maintaining possession. You've done that successfully through these 5 matches so far. Last year, it seemed like Pacific maintained possession, especially in the defensive third. This year, it feels like you're winning the midfield battles. What's been the difference there?
No, I mean, like I said, when you come new to a club, you want to build an identity. You need a couple of months, and, you know, you need, and like I said, we didn't have the full preseason we could have had maybe last year, which maybe have been a blessing to us, so we could work on different aspects of our games that we needed to work on going to the tournament in PI. But this year we've had a full, at least we were fortunate, we have, and pandemic was in Victoria, which, you know, on the island, which allowed us to have a good preparation going into this, going into the season and into this bubble. And when you have that, people understand what is needed to do, you know, and then that chemistry and that trust among the players, among that, when it's there, you know, you just gotta keep building. You just gotta keep building, right? It's step by step, every single day we challenge them, they challenge us to get better. And when you have that, and then the game comes, it becomes the easy part.
Thanks, Pa.
Thanks, Martin. And that's all the questions for you, Pa. Thanks very much.
And by the way, I want to say congratulations to our kid man. It was perfect today. And, the boys promised a win, and they held the end of the bargain. Gata, happy birthday. You know, one of the best kid men. We love you.
Hey, Bushy, make it so. Come on. You're not bad. Yeah, I want to say that.
Hi, Marco. Great match. Can you hear me? Yeah. All right, let's get going here. First question to you, Charlie. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tricia. Hey, Marco. Congratulations again. A lot of times when a team goes up 2-0 so early like that, you'll see them, you know, maybe start to sit back a little or conserve energy. You guys didn't really do that. You kind of, you know, kept pressing and kept going for this chance. It's just how fun is it to be playing for this team right now when you're able to do that?
Yeah, it's that's a great point. You know, 2-0 lead isn't always the best in football. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tricky scoreline, especially going into halftime. But I think, you know, coming out to the second half, we knew put the game away, we need another one. And, you know, the first 5-10 minutes, we still needed to find our feet again. And once we started moving the ball again quick, because I felt like we got away from that a little bit, you know, playing 4 or 5 touches instead of 1-2. Once we got that down, got the third goal, and then we just really controlled the second half, which was important for us.
We saw you score that goal and, you know, wave up at two quite special fans. So just maybe, first of all, what did that mean to you, just have your parents there? And second of all, how excited are you? I just had the prospect of, in a couple of weeks, getting to play in front of a whole lot more fans.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, you know, going through COVID and having not seen my parents for quite a long time, much like a lot of other people. But it was nice, you know, just seeing them was emotional, and having getting to score in front of them was nice, and obviously winning. And they're very supportive, and it just makes me, you know, everyone who knows me, I'm a very family-oriented guy, and it meant a lot to me to have them there, and they'll be there for the next game, which is nice. But now, you know, coming out of the bubble now, you know, I'm looking ahead to having fans back and a little bit of normal life is important for the sport, for the club, and for the fans. Fans, like, I bet they're getting tired of just watching on TV, and we're just excited to have them have them there with us for our first game at home, which will be exciting. But until we get there, we got to focus on the next games here. So we'll go from there.
Thanks, Marco.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. Next question to you, Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Marco. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The team's gone top now. It's early season. I know it's only like five games in. There's a long way to go. But getting these points on the board now, having a little bit of a gap between some of the other teams that are still trying to find their feet, how important do you think that's going to be to you as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think it's important, obviously, to win. That's how we play, 3 points. But I think it's important how we're going as a team. This is the first time we've won back-to-back games as a club, if I'm not mistaken, which is important. It's a step forward. If we want, we have championship ambitions, but you got to take it game by game and not think too far ahead. And I think we're getting there. There's a lot to learn, a lot to fix, but a lot to be happy about as well. And the coach said it well. There was, you know, we haven't done anything. You know, we've won 2 games in a row. Now, what is it? Can we win 3? You know, that's the next mindset for the next game.
The attack that you've got just now, like yourself, you've got Mateo coming in, but Orly Bassett as well, like the two of you are really kind of making the team tick this year. Is this one of the most exciting attacks you've played in for a long time?
You got to give it to everyone. You know, everyone, what's important here is that everyone knows their role, which is what makes a good team. You know, we got guys that can come off the bench and make a difference. We got guys that start, make a difference, which we've been seeing in the first 5 games, which is nice. It makes the coaches have a tough decision on who's going to start the game, which is what you want. And for me, it's just, you know, everyone's come in and worked hard. Everyone has a leveled shoulder or a leveled head on their shoulders, which is important. And we always reiterate that, you know, we haven't won anything yet. And we just got to keep going. We hit a bit of a block against York and Forge, the prior games. But now it's, can we keep rolling, keep improving, and keep trying out different plays and keep it free flowing in the final third, which I think we've done. And yeah, when we're in front of the team, we just got to keep it simple, take a good first touch and put it in the net.
That's great. Thanks, Marco.
Thank you. Michael, over to you, please. Go ahead.
Hey, Marco, just a word about Mateo and just what he brings to the mix, you know, second start as a pro.
Yeah, what I actually told him after the game, the first game was great game, and now it's about consistency for you. You know, can you do it again? And he did. You know, that's what getting an opportunity is as a young player, and you're being in the professional environment for the first time is what everyone's going to look at is, you know, not what you did a week ago, but what you're doing today. And it was important for him, and proud of him that he got a goal and another great performance. And you just got to build off that as a player, as an athlete, is, you know, keep trying to get better with whatever it is. And now it's back to training, and how can I be better tomorrow? And I think he's got a good understanding of that. And again, just happy for him that he was able to put another good performance in, and he'll enjoy that tonight, his goal. I'm sure he'll watch it lots on soccer, and he'll enjoy it. No, happy for him.
Thanks, Marco.
Thank you, Cleve. Over to you, Martin.
Hey, Marco. You know, you mentioned those games against York and Forge, the prior two. I mean, other than the difference of, you know, goals going in now when they weren't before, what's been the difference in this club in the past 2 games versus that kind of 2-game draw and loss? What's enabled things to start clicking for this team?
I think belief. We did a few things on the practice field, but just the mentality, you know, to get forward, to want to score games, to finish your runs in the box, you know. The first goal I scored, I know if I get myself into the box, I'm scoring. And that's the mentality that we all need to have if we want to score goals. I'm not one that's going to score from long distance too much. And like anyone, the tail in the box. So get in the four, you got to get in the post. And that's what we've been reiterating this past week. And obviously it showed today, you know, three goals, and we'll enjoy that today. But, you know, the work continues to go, and the next day and for the next day.
And another clean sheet for your club. Could you just speak to the confidence you have in the defense and in your goalkeeping duo in Callum and Noel?
Defense has been tremendous. I think it's everyone on the back line and guys, the defenders that haven't got to play today. You know, we've taken a big step forward defensively, which is important. You know, they always say, held defense, you don't win championships. And, you know, they don't always get the praise that they deserve. But hearing as a former defender, when they don't talk about you, you don't have to. So, no, I just want to give a great shout out to all our defenders, you know, all putting in the shift and doing really well. And that's what leads to good attack. So, no, just proud of those guys, and they just got to keep going, keep learning, and keep positive.
Thanks, Marco.
Thanks, Martin. And last questions to you, Robin. Go ahead.
Yeah, as we kept hearing in the broadcast, first you tied, and then you passed Tristan Borges as the all-time leading scorer in the league. But then tomorrow he might pass you. Is this a duel that you are looking forward to, or are you friends or acquaintances with Borges?
No, I've actually never talked to him before. But no, it's a good move. I'm just happy to score and to win, and just, you know, I'm a guy that likes to keep improving. I'll watch the game happen, and to me, it's most important that we win. You know, what I can do to help the team is score, assist, and have a good performance, and that's more what I'm focused on.
Well,
and with hard work and ambition and determination, it allows me to play free and be able to score goals and assist, and for me, if I can do that and win, then it's a win-win for me. And, you know, we still have 20, 23 plus games left. And there's still a lot I can do, a lot I can do. And it's about still unlocking that. You know, we can't forget that we haven't played in so long. But now it's just about getting in a rhythm, getting in a groove, and feeling that playing feeling.
Yeah, good rivalry for the league. Good luck in the future there. Thanks.
Thank you, Robin, and thank you, Marco. Just a note for everyone on the call here is that our 2021 regular season schedule comes out on Monday at 2 Eastern time, so watch for that from my email and from the league's email, and we'll see you all soon. Thanks, Marco.